Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 34, Every Spiritual Blessing, Ephesians 1:3 NIV. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. 2 Peter 1:3 NIV. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. End of verse. God's grace given to those who follow Jesus includes every spiritual blessing in Christ. What are some of these spiritual blessings? We have a list in Ephesians 1. Bullet point. Ephesians 1:4. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. End of verse. Before creation, God chose that we, His people, would be holy and blameless before Him. This righteous state before God is made possible by other spiritual blessings, forgiveness of our sins through Jesus' shed blood, and the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Bullet point, Ephesians 1:5. In love, He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ. End of verse. All who follow Jesus are predestined to be adopted as His sons, apparently in the same sense as in Romans 8:23, as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Bullet point, Ephesians 1:7. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. End of verse. All who follow Jesus have been redeemed. We are no longer lost and condemned. Our sins have been forgiven, as discussed in chapter 29. Jesus shed His blood for me and for you to give us this spiritual blessing. Bullet point, Ephesians 1:9 NIV. And He made known to us the mystery of His will. End of verse. Much that was hidden during Old Testament times is now made known. We now understand that God's purpose is to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. That's Ephesians 1:10 NIV. Bullet point, Ephesians 1:11. In Him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. End of verse. We are predestined to a future inheritance. As 1 Peter 1:4 says, we have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. See chapter 15, Your Reward in Heaven, for more on this subject. Bullet point, Ephesians 1, 13-14. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. End of verses. As we saw in chapter 32, the Holy Spirit teaches us, reminds us, helps our understanding, brings us freedom, and gives us power. The Holy Spirit also is the guarantee of our inheritance. End of bullet points. Thank you, God, for blessing us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For further reflection, Ephesians 1, 1-14, the whole passage on spiritual blessings. Romans 8:32, graciously gives us all things. 1 Peter 1, 3-9, He has given us new birth into a living hope.